Good morning, Nick.
So, Veterans Day last week, only a few days ago.
Yep.
And we thought we would take the opportunity to talk about VA loans, which are loans for home loans for veterans.
You bet. Yeah. First, I'd like to say thank you to all the veterans mm-hmm. that have served. I mean, they give us our freedom. And yeah, we talk about the good things we do for veterans. Everybody loves to talk about that. You know, if you are in the military, you can get your college education paid for. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a veteran, you can buy a house with as little as $250 down and you can have a nice interest rate.
Yep.
All of that's great. We can't do enough for veterans as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing I want to rant about a little bit. There is a law that says that the banks cannot foreclose on you, on your mortgage, if you're on active duty.
Right.
However, as soon as you come home from active duty, you have 90 days to catch up on your mortgage.
And now, then they can start the process.
Yeah.
90 days.
90 days.
Is not a lot of time.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, here's one of the biggest problems that I see. First of all, it's a problem for people who are in active duty if they buy a house while they're away.
Right.
But it's a bigger problem, it seems, for people who are reservists. So you get out of the military, you are in the reserves, mm-hmm. you're maybe a chemist, a biologist, a teacher, who knows what. Mm-hmm. You're earning, let's say, $80,000 or $100,000 a year, and you get called up. Now you're making $20,000 or $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You're fighting for your country.
Yeah.
And we can't foreclose on your house, but guess what? When you come home, your welcome home present is you have 90 days to catch up on your mortgage.
Yeah.
Now, for the life of me, I've not heard why this is a good thing, how this could possibly be a nice thing to do to a veteran.
Yeah.
Think about this. You're away earning $20,000 or $30,000. If you have a spouse back home, they're trying to make do. Okay, they don't have to make a mortgage payment. They can't make it anyway.
Right.
It isn't that they don't want to make it. They can't make it.
Yeah, they can't.
And you're in Afghanistan for 2 years. You come home.
And now you have 90 days to catch up on 2 years worth of later missed mortgage payments.
You bet.
Yeah.
And it's almost impossible. And the worst part is, and this is a huge generalization, but I'd like to find somebody who could argue with me about it. Military personnel are prideful to the core
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to ask for help. And
exactly.
they're embarrassed to ask for help
right.
and they don't know what else to do and they can't pay their mortgage. And so I'm just here to say, look, I will help anybody in this situation. We offer a military discount at Power Down Debt anyway.
Yep.
But anybody in this situation, I'm your girl. Call me up. I will tell you how to do this. I'll try and help you if I can. I can't guarantee solutions, but I'll point you in the right direction and see if we can't do something to rectify the situation.
And bigger picture, get politically involved. If this is an issue that bothers you, then bring it up politically at whatever level of representation you deem necessary.
And if somebody knows of someone leading this charge already, I would be happy to participate in that. I really would. I don't see any other side to this. This is not fair.
Yeah.
You know, you get called up, you defend your country, you come home. Welcome back. Thanks a lot. Here's a nice shiny foreclosure.
here's a big old load of debt for you.
Yeah. And I don't mean to make fun of it because it's a horrible thing. But that's the other side of it is while you're only making $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 a year, guess what's happening back home?
Yeah.
Somebody's living on credit cards because that's how they get groceries.
Right.
So, you know, lots of times these people don't have a mortgage in foreclosure. They just have debt and they've never had it before. They don't know what to do with it. They're not comfortable with it. And they're not finding the help they need.
Dr. Francis Ram is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. If people have questions about this, if this is striking a chord for somebody, how do they reach out to you?
You bet. They can call us at 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.
All right. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.